KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, Atlantic senior Caroline Pellett officially signed to continue her studies and softball career at Simpson College on Wednesday. Pellett signed her school documentation, surrounded by her family and the high school coaching staff. Pellett said she initially wasn't sure that she was going to continue playing softball at the next level, but after a visit this past year, she was sold on joining the Simpson program.
It was just a great fit. It felt like home already. The coach and everything, we were just bonding. We ended up finding out all these weird little coincidences. Like, we found out that he showed against my dad at shows, livestock shows, and just the community was great. And so it was a really great experience, and I could tell that it was a good place and a good fit for me.
Pellett has spent time at shortstop and second base for Atlantic. She finished last season with an .814 fielding percentage and had 17 putouts. At the plate, she hit .383, scored 15 runs, and had 13 RBIs. She hopes that she can fit in the middle infield role at Simpson as well.
I talked to the infield coach, and he said that they've looked at stats and everything, and so I'm assuming it'll be middle infielder. That's what I'm hoping for, but I'll be happy to play anywhere and fill any role.
Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman said the staff is very proud of what Caroline has accomplished and glad that she chose to take this opportunity.
Well, obviously, as a coaching staff, we're incredibly pleased with the decision that she made and also extremely proud of her as an athlete and the things that she brings to our team and what she'll bring to Simpson next year.
Pellett is prepping now for the track and field season, and then we'll have one last go around on the diamond for Atlantic, surrounded by a successful and talented senior class. Drake basketball coach Darren DeVries has agreed to an 8-year contract extension through the 2028-29 athletic year. Athletic Director Brian Harden announced Wednesday night. DeVries has led the Bulldogs to 20 win seasons each of his first 3 years at the school. Drake's 25 wins this season are third most in the nation. The Bulldogs play Wichita State in an NCAA First Four game tonight. Terms of the extension were not announced. DeVries has twice been named the Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year. And just 3 years after taking over the Drake program that didn't have enough scholarship players to fill a starting lineup, Darren DeVries will lead the Bulldogs into the NCAA tournament tonight with a first four game against Wichita State.
For our guys in our program, it's one of the events, I guess, that you strive to get to. And we're excited about our matchup with Wichita. Starting the NCAA tournament off on the opening day, and cannot wait to get back out there and play again.
Being part of the first four gives the Bulldogs a chance to play in the national spotlight.
We're kicking off the first day of March Madness, and you get a chance to showcase what we've been all year, and we're excited to do that, and to have this opportunity right now, I think is huge for us, and we want to go make the most of it.
DeVries says the key in a tournament is to play with a sense of urgency.
This is win or go home, and I think as long as you can, you want to embrace the moment, you want to enjoy the moment, and then at the same time, you have to do what you need to do to go win the game, and that's be what you've been all year, what got you to this point. You need to continue to do that.
DeVries says that leading scorer Tank Hemphill practiced Wednesday and is expected to play tonight. Hemphill has been out since he underwent foot surgery on February 11th.
As of right now, we anticipate him playing, and we'll see what that means as far as, how much. Realistically, it's not going to be 30 minutes, type deal. It's going to be, a more minimal role from that regard in terms of minutes.
When not practicing, the Bulldogs have spent most of their time at the hotel. Junior guard DJ Wilkins says they don't mind so much. He says the Bulldogs played a lot of big games down the stretch too, and he's not concerned about the stage being too big.
The one thing we came out here for is basketball, and that's pretty much what we've been doing all year, with having to stay to ourselves out in Des Moines as well. So not too much that's different, but it's just what we have to do, and we're glad that we're in this opportunity and we're able to play in a March Madness tournament.
Tonight's game will be played on the 50th anniversary of Drake's last NCAA tournament victory. That was an overtime win against Notre Dame in the 1971 Sweet 16. That game tonight will get underway actually late this afternoon. It'll be at 5:27 p.m. Drake and Wichita State fighting for that 11th seed. Wichita State enters 16-5 into that contest tonight. That'll be the first game of a doubleheader that will be played at Mackey Arena on the campus of Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. That game will be broadcast tonight on TBS. The second game at West Lafayette is another number 11 battle as UCLA faces Michigan State. That's set to start at around 8:57 tonight, also on TBS. The other first four games tonight are in Bloomington at the Assembly Hall on the campus of Indiana University and will be broadcast on True TV at 4:10 this afternoon. Texas Southern faces Mount St. Mary's. That's a number 16 battle. And then at 7:40 tonight, the second game, Appalachian State playing Norfolk State. And again, that's also a battle of number 16 seeded teams. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey is aware of the mentality Grand Canyon will bring into Saturday's first round of the NCAA tournament against his eighth-ranked Hawkeyes. McCaffrey has been underdog several times in directing Lehigh, UNC Greensboro, and Siena into the tournament.
Every team that I've taken to this NCAA tournament is a really, really good basketball team with terrific players. And that's the message to our guys. You know, they're very well aware of who's in our league and who the great players are. They're not as aware of some other conferences. And what they have to do is be respectful of any team that makes this tournament won their way here.
And McCaffrey says every team in the tournament did earn their trip, and he says seeding means nothing once the games begin.
I firmly believe there is no such thing as an upset in this tournament. You got to bring it. You got to prepare and compete and play your very best in order to advance. And that's what we're going to do.
We have that game coming up for you Saturday, late afternoon, Iowa Grand Canyon in the first round of the NCAA tourney. 4:30 is the pregame start time. About 5:25 is the scheduled tip on that one. Well, some of the top players at the March Madness tournament in Indiana are speaking out against the NCAA. Isaiah Livers of Michigan, Geo Baker of Rutgers, and Jordan Bohannon of Iowa were among the players who took to social media demanding equal rights. They used the hashtag #NotNCAAProperty. They want the okay to earn money for things like sponsorship deals, online endorsement, and personal appearances. The NCAA is in the process of changing its rules to allow athletes to profit from their names, images, and likenesses. Those efforts have bogged down since the start of 2021. Well, the Missouri Valley Conference has named Jeff Jackson as its 10th commissioner. Jackson is currently an associate commissioner at the Big 12 Conference, and he replaces longtime commissioner Doug Elgin, who is retiring after 33 years.
The Missouri Valley is one of the premier conferences in the country. I'm looking forward to following Doug and keeping up the good things that he's done. There's no question some of the things that have transpired in this league have been unrivaled, and Doug's had a lot to do with that.
Jackson says he became interested after he was contacted by a search firm. He has an extensive basketball coaching background and may use that to help Valley schools boost their non-conference schedules. He said one way to do that is with early season tournaments. And the top-ranked Iowa wrestling team hopes the wait is worth it as the NCAA championships begin this morning in St. Louis. The Hawkeyes were heavily favored to win the team title last season when the tournament was canceled. Iowa is coming off a dominant performance at the Big Ten championships.
And we want to be our strongest at the end of the year. And wherever you're at in the bracket, whether it's the number one seed or anywhere else that you're placed, go do your job. And do it at a high level and be ready, ready, ready to go. Triple ready.
That's Iowa coach Tom Brands. Iowa 125-pounder Spencer Lee is favored to win a third national title, and he says the Hawkeyes are highly motivated.
I'm just glad that the NCAA is doing everything they can to allow us to have an NCAA championship. Last year was very hard on every sport that didn't get to compete, so not just us in general, but we're ready to go, and we're excited, and we're looking forward to finally getting it done.
The Hawkeyes have four wrestlers who are top seeded coming into that tournament. That's a check of sports here this morning.